morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is August the 10th, 2021. Well, yesterday I discussed how in Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, he said that he didn't need to write to them concerning the day of the Lord, that they were well aware of the teachings concerning the suddenness of the Lord's return. I mentioned that I went to a youth conference and that the 1 Thessalonians 5:6 was the theme verse about awake you that sleep. And I'm going to use that passage as our text for the devotions this week. And I will mention that Brother Hunter Buffin did a great job with this text of scripture. But I want us to just think about today. I want us to think about verse number 3. Verse number 3 says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." So it is interesting. One of the points that Hunter brought out was who the they are. And I don't remember exactly what he said about who the they are. But I'm going to give you just a few thoughts about who the they are that are going to say peace and safety. We want to think about when Paul uses the word they, you know that he's pointing to someone outside of himself, and probably even someone that's not a member of the Church of Thessalonica. So because he's not including himself, he's not including the recipients of the letter. So it's got to be someone that's not the writer or the audience. So it's they. So I looked just back a few passages and found in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 15, Paul says this, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." And so notice the use of the word we there. So that would include Paul and the church at Corinth. Verse 17, he goes on to say, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." It seems to me the they to whom Paul is referring there are included in the we, but are the ones not participating in the Lord's return. It will be those who are not caught up together with the Lord to meet the Lord in the air. So it's those who are not included in those who are going to be caught up together with the Lord. They're those that will be saying peace and safety. You see, those who are going to be caught up together with the Lord in the air, they know the Lord's soon appearing, and we're going to see that the day should not overtake them in a night. So they're going to be awake. They're not going to be asleep. They're going to be aware of what's going on. And so they're not going to be saying peace and safety. And the reason they're not going to be saying peace and safety is that Paul tells Timothy in the last days, perilous times are going to come. And so someone who understands that perilous times are upon us will not be saying, "Hey, we're living in peace and safety." No, they'll look out and say, "Man, things are bad." And Paul gives a lot of information about what the conditions are going to be like during the last days. And the ones who are going to be caught up together with the Lord, they're going to look out and they're going to see what's going on in the world. And they're not going to say, "Hey, things are great. Things are, we're dwelling in peace and it's safe." No, they're going to say, "Hey, man, wickedness abounds." Again, Paul says, "Because iniquity abounds, the love of many shall wax cold." And so people will understand the times are perilous. They will understand that the time's going to come, as Isaiah mentioned, that when men are going to call evil good and good evil. And when that begins to take place, you're going to know the time is approaching. And we could go into a lengthy discussion here and discuss many other things. But just look at Romans chapter number 1. The last verse of that chapter mentions about those who take pleasure in them that do them. So has a whole list of sins there in Romans 1. And Paul says, you know, the wickedness is so great that they take pleasure in those that do them. So those who are dwelling in peace and safety would be those who are unaffected by the wickedness around them. They think that life's just going to go on, that everything's cool, that we're going to dwell in peace and safety. They're not afraid of the judgment of God. They don't fear the judgment of God. They don't. They're not afraid to commit a sin. They don't look out on society and see all the sin involved in society. And they say, hey, you know, we're progressive here. We have a progressive idea of things. And so there's no need to fear the judgment of God. This is the way it has to be. You accept me because of who I am. And those, I think, are the they who feel like they're going to be dwelling in peace and safety. What we need to remember as followers of Jesus is that we cannot allow ourselves to come to the place where sin is no big deal. We must view sin as exceeding sinful. We must recognize the judgment of God upon sin. That's going to happen. As the song goes, we need to make sure that we're not getting used to the dark. There's an old song, Getting Used to the Dark. We must notice the events around us. Noticing the day of the Lord is at hand. Remember, as Paul tells the Thessalonians, they are not of the darkness, they are of the light. So that day should not overtake them as a thief. And so we must make sure that we're not getting accustomed to sin, that we're not excusing sin, but actually that we're repulsed by sin, that we see it as exceeding sinful. And we need to make sure that we don't follow on the pathway of sin and think that, hey, we're dwelling peace and safety. Everything's cool. We must recognize that the judgment of God is coming. Anyway, before I go any farther, let's just go ahead and have a word of prayer. Lord, today I pray that you would heighten our awareness of what is happening in our world. I pray that your Spirit would open our eyes so that we see the wickedness which is in our world. Lord, help us not to be softened to this wickedness around us. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would cause us to be repulsed by sin. Also, I pray that your Holy Spirit would highlight any sin in our own hearts and lives. I pray that conviction over sin would happen and that we would repent and be drawn closer to you. Thank you for the Spirit of Christ in us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. So one of the other things that we ought to do as we recognize the sin that is in the world, we should warn others to flee from the wrath to come. Share with others that they need to flee the wrath of God because of sin. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.